Yesu yobozi wa uhuru Uganda.
Praise Jesus for grace.
Musibe mutya olinyira mukama wafu Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Burambure buti. Boza ku naibawo ebyomubiri gwe ebiyimiridde.
Greet for us your neighbor how the body is standing.
Obanga alinamu obunafu omusabire mu kaseera ako.
They have weakness, you can pray for them in that moment.
Olinyira mukama wafu Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Era omwoyo ali wamu nawe okuwulira esaala eyo.
Spirit is together with you to hear that prayer.
Mwogereko ebigambo ebirungi ng'ekigambo kya Katonda bwe kiri.
Speak good words upon them as the word of God is.
Kubanga ekigambo ky'obunnabbi.
For the word of the prophecy.
Oba ekigambo kya bujulira bwa Mukama waffe ye mwoyo w'obunnabbi.
Or the testimony of the Lord Jesus the spirit of prophecy.
Kale bw'osinziira mu kigambo kya Katonda.
When you base in the word of God.
N'omulagulako.
And you prophesy upon them.
Okusinziira ku kigambo ekyo.
According to that word.
Ng'ebirungi byonna ebikirimu bwe biri.
And all the good things just as they are within it.
Mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Mukama akuwe omukisa.
God bless you.
Twebale kunyiikira okubeerawo.
Thank you for forcing to be around.
Bagezezzaako okubaza ddiiru.
They will try to count the deal.
Waliyo ababaza ddiiru kati.
There are people counting, calculating deals right now.
Naye n'omwoyo agenda kubabaza ddiiru.
But the spirit is going to make count. Collect deals for them.
Mulimu abadde bati okujja nga bagenda songa mu bo.
That they will fear to come thinking they are going to point them to preach.
Abamu nga bagamba gundi kati abasookayo bali awo bwe batu bwe batu.
Others say the ones who preach first are people who are just there.
Kale weebale nnyo okuziimuula.
Now thank you for scorning the spirit.
Ng'ate omwoyo akozesa abantu abo.
Yet the spirit uses those people.
Naye agenda naye kubabaza nga bwe mutazze.
He too will calculate if you don't come. May I come and I continue to minister. And we see how you will move on to calculate.
Others
have been counting by 5 sharp. Apostle will be the one preaching. That time I will reach and go. Thank you so much for calculating your things.
But
things will never be just as you think.
You
keep changing in a way you can never predict them. That God too may seek for us. For there are times he says we never chose him. But he chose us. Most of the times he has to seek the ways he can choose us.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The way he chooses us appears like that. There are others who are serious in the class. They have not despised the word. They have not despised their parts. You despise your part as it ministers. You despise your eye. We ourselves have help ourselves
and
rejoice and encourage the one who ministers
at
words. Also in the season of sitting under the word, the counsel of his word. Be there, encourage your colleague going to be standing. That they get boldness for them. They get it from you to speak to the many.
But
if you are a few, you reduce their boldness ahead there to preach.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We are
going to study about committing ourselves to serving God. And you will be here, perhaps you'll be the one taking that. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. After we go in praise and worship and then to the service of heaven. As we study about serving God and the way we can capture that boldness and commitment in it. And the Spirit will empower us after. We first understand we are the holy priesthood and the people of the God's household. After being in that house, it takes that every person in the house has a role and a work they do.
And
whoever enters the clan has specific roles they do in that clan to be able to be benefiting there. According to Ephesians 2, that verse 15, they tell us this. Ephesians 2:15.
Bwe yamala okujjawo omubiri gwe obulabe tawuleeti ey'ebiragiro ebiri mu mateeka alyoka atonde mu ye yennyini abo bombi okubeera omuntu omu omujja okuleeta emirembe era alyoka atabaganye bombi eri Katonda mu mubiri gumu olw'omusaalaba bwe yattira obulabe mu gwo n'ajja n'ababuulira enjiri ey'emirembe mwe abali ewala n'emirembe abali okumpi.
Yesu yebuzibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Efeso 2:18.
Ephesians 2:18.
Kubanga ku bw'oyo ffe ffembi tulina okusembera kwaffe eri Kitaffe mu mwoyo omu.
Yesu yebuzibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Ffe tusobola kankano.
We right now we can.
Okuyita mwoyo omu.
Pass through the same spirit.
Tusembere eri Kitaffe.
And we access the Father.
Era okusinyira mu 19.
According to verse 19.
Kyavaayo ogera bw'ati.
That is why he speaks like this.
Efeso 2:19.
Ephesians 2:19.
Kale we mutyo temukyali bannaggwanga nabayise
bwe tumala okunywa ku mwoyo
omutusembera
eri Kitaffe Yesu
yebazibwa
tubadde tukyali bannaggwanga
Yesu
yebazibwa tufuuka kino
Efeso essuula ey'okubiri olunyiriri lwa 19 naye muli ba kika kimu nabatukuvu era ba mu nnyumba ya Katonda kubanga mwazimbibwa ku musingi be batume ne bannabbi Kristo yennyini bwali ejjinja eddene ery'oku nsonda mwoyo buli nnyumba yonna bwegattibwa obulungi ekula okubeera nga yeekaalu entukuvu mu Mukama waffe
mu ngeri eyo
we
bennyini tufuuka amayinja agagenda okuzimba ku nnyumba
eyo. We ourselves become stones to build on that house.
Okusinira mu Peter kisooka essuula
ey'okubiri. I'm going to first Peter chapter 2.
Nnyo olw'okusatu paka olw'okutaano.
Verse 3 cornerstone.
Ye Mukama waffe Yesu.
That is the Lord Jesus.
Okuzimba.
To build.
Naye nga tufuba okulaba nga ekika kyaffe ekitukuvu.
We try to see that our holy clan.
Ennyumba ya Katonda.
The house of God.
Nga gwe agiyingiddemu obeera n'omugaso
mu yo. You enter it, you have a role to do in it.
Newankubadde omuto.
Even though the young.
Agumiinkiriza okuyiga.
Bears to grow.
Bwayi okukula n'ayiga.
As they reach they grow.
Yes,
yes. Praise Jesus.
Bw'amala okutegeera ebikolebwa mu famire eyo.
After understanding what is done in that family.
Naye atandika okuweebwa emirimu emisaamusaamu.
They to begin to be given little roles.
Okusinziira ku kulevu y'okukula kwe.
According to the measure of their growth.
Then n'okuyiga kwe.
And their learning.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Kale tugezaako okwogera
tutya. We try to speak how.
Bwe twamala okuyingira ekika ekitukuvu ekya Katonda.
Enter the holy priesthood of God.
Era famire ya Katonda omulamu.
Family of the living God.
Tulina ebyokukola mu nyumba
eyo. We have things to do within that house.
Buli muntu nga okula.
Every person as you grow.
Okusinziira ku kigera ky'okulirako.
According to the measure which you grow in.
Mulimu abawaayo omwoyo ennyo.
They are they who commit so much to the spirit.
Era abasaayo omwoyo gwabwe.
And they will lay their hearts so much.
Nyumba ya Katonda.
In the household of God.
Ne bagenda maaso n'okukula mu bwangu.
And they move on to grow in the shortest time.
Kubanga kino tekiri mu kukula nti mubiri gwe gukula.
This is not in the body the one will be growing.
Wabula tukula mu magezi ne mukutegeera.
But we grow in wisdom and understanding.
Kale okukula kwo kuva ku kwewaayo kwo.
Now your growth comes from your commitment.
Era bwe buvunaanyizibwa Katonda bw'anaakuwa.
It's the responsibility God will be giving you.
Naye teri ayitibwa mu nyumba eno.
No one is called in this house.
Oba mu kika ekitukuvu ekya Katonda.
In the holy priesthood of God.
Mutufu nga tagenda kubanga alina omugaso mu nyumba.
You are not going to be having a role through in that house.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Ebisingawo tujja kuba tusomanga tusoma Kristo mutufu
ne kanisa. Most shall study as we study right Christ and his church.
Naye ngezezaako okulabikanga tumulamu ekyo omwoyo kyayagala.
I try to look onto that the spirit wants us for now.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga tunafua mufu.
For we weaken within us.
Na tugamba.
And we say.
Akawo tetunaba kubanga tukula okubuulira.
Right now we have not mature to be preaching.
Naye nga jukira bw'otunulira family mu nsi.
Remember when you look at the family in the world.
Omwana ajja akula ng'ayigirizibwa.
A child grows when they are being taught.
Era byayiga atandika okubiteeka mu nkola.
And what they learn they begin to put them into practice.
Mpozi n'okuweebwa emirimu egimu okumugezesa
ddala. Even be given specific roles to test them.
Amazima gali bwe gali.
The truth is this.
Tusobola tula mu nyumba ya Mukama ennaku zonna nga tudde butuuzi.
We cannot sit in the house of God all days when you are just seated.
Newankubadde oluvannyuma lw'okuzaalibwa omulundi ogw'okubiri.
Even though after getting born again.
Tutuula Mukama w'ateesezza ebigambo.
We sit at the counsels of God's words.
Era n'agenda mu maaso n'okubaako by'atuyigiriza.
He moves on to teach us some things.
Naye mu kutuyigiriza tuyigiriza wakati.
But in teaching us in the middle.
Atuwako ku mirimu arabo batuyize.
He give us specific assignments to see whether we've learned.
Buli omu n'ekigero kye bwawe kiri we kiri.
Each one with their measure where it's reached.
N'okutugezesa otuuseewa.
And to test us where have you reached.
Nawe mwenyini okwekebera okulaba.
You do to check yourself, am I maturing or am I deteriorating? You know, when you came, you were able to speak a word, but you had weakness within you. Now you've moved on to mature,
but
others have rather stagnated. Even they were, what they were able to do, they no more are able to do it.
But
according to Jeremiah 23, verses 18,
he
calls us to sit under the counsel of his words. Let's read it there and see. Jeremiah
18:18. Kubanga ani yali ayimiridde Mukama w'ateeseza ebigambo.
Mu kiseera kino mu nyumba ya kitaffe.
This time in the house of the Father.
Twajja okutuula w'ateeseza ebigambo.
We came to sit under the counsels of his word.
Naye sisuubira nti yakuyise obaloko ofune bufunye ebbanga lyonna nga muteesa
muteesa. But I don't think he just called you all the time to sit and you're under his counsels like that.
Ebiseera bituuka nga alina osooka kugezesezeeko ewaka.
The time reaches and he has to test you as per home.
Bwe tubeera ewaka.
When we are home.
Tuyigirizibwa okuwaata emmere.
We are taught to prepare and cook food.
Yesu yebaza.
Praise Jesus. After learning to peel the food, we are learned how to begin to cover it, and we are taught to the level of preparing and serving it, and to reaching a level of washing the dishes. After learning them from home, they move on giving us such a practice. After that, we are sent, each one leaves their father and their mother, and we go
meet
them officially in their homes. We begin. Even God's household is like that. For we have the food, it's the word of God. According to Amos 8, from verse 10 to 12, there is the food which we shall buy by the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
we are taught since we begin to dig it, for you have to know how you have to dig the word of God. How you trust it, and then how you sow it in yourself and sow it in the others. You learn to take out yourself that's hard-hearted heart, and you get a fertile soil where the word is going to be planted. When you learn that, it will be easier to teach others. Praise Jesus. That is just like the same criterion level we are on now. We are taught to plow the word of God, and the way it will bring fruits, the way we serve it, the way we get it from the garden, we ourselves, we are God's fields. How do you organize this gospel? And after that, you peel it. We peel the gospel and we take off the coverings. And we begin to cover it for cooking. And we cook the word. And it's not, it's not so watery. And you're not going to cook again when it's so hard. You balance it. Now you have to put stew on it. I told you
we can
study this in the right Christ and his church in their right
place.
That is much on that topic. But the Spirit said we speak briefly about it this moment. That we never weaken in these seasons again. But we cook the word of God. And we balance it. We look for the better stew to cook with the food to be nice. And there is a sweet explanation which comes out.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And you begin to mix the word with the food. You give them a piece of the word when it is sweet to them. The word we study here may seem to be hard, Because they depend on how you've cooked them, how you've served them, and how you've and the person eats when they feel that yes, it is sweet. These words have been easy like this.
But
how do you cook? How do you serve? How do you mix it? That's why we sit under the counsel of God's word. We learn in his house the first initial works of his home.
So
some of the initial work we learn home is cooking. Before learning fighting battles of outside, if they would attack us, we majorly concentrate on the cooking, learning it, and progresses of the home. We are in the holy priesthood, the holy family. Whoever enters in it has a role to do there.
But
they have to commit themselves to mature quick. Praise Jesus. In truth, we are like that. When we are born home, there are children who are born first in the physical home. But you rather find that they are not the wiser than the younger ones. And you see sometimes the younger are wiser than the older ones. The way they learn things is amazing.
It
comes that their hearts are so open, they have committed themselves. It's the way we are in the clan of the Father, in his family. Everyone matures according to how they are committed themselves. You may even get born again 10 years and
start
and another is born a few months and he bypasses you in growing in wisdom.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You
have to look carefully upon this. And I know they who have missed this, they have missed so much. They are going to get the second message there. But they never expected to have this. What I'm trying to tell you, stop scorning and think you come here when apostle is the one standing. All the time it's for the Holy Spirit. Use it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And he's brought the ones he's brought. He wants to teach as he's basing on you. We too in our family and our clan, we want to release people who are qualified.
Just
as in your clans and your families, you want to release people who understand. They will never ashamed the family.
Now
we as God's family, we try to come and help our colleagues to check them whether they have gotten fulfilled. Where they have not perfected, we help them to perfect. As we get out of our family of the Father, and they are moving out children of the Holy Family and they are perfected well and they are wise. And we rejoice and delight in our family. This is not on only you, it's on behalf of the Holy Family we entered in, the holy priesthood, the clan of the living God. Moves on in Jeremiah 23:18. And he says this.
Kubanga ani yali ayimiridde mukama wateseze ekigambo ebigambo ategere awulire ekigambo kye. Ani yali yetegereza ekigambo kyange nakiwulira. Laba chibuyaga wa mukama.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Munyumba ene ntukufu.
In this holy household,
tuswazize nyumba eno ekivuddeko tuswaze.
It's cause that to ashamed this house.
Banji tebatudde watesiza bigambo.
And the reason why is many have not sat under the counsel.
Abamu bakona nokona.
Many stagnated.
Ali bazenga kyecho.
They came as they are real.
Ati hani bakomao.
And they paused there.
Ne bava mu
and they cease to stop learning how they prepare food, the food of the Spirit, the word of God, and the water we drink by it, that is the stew. What can we do?
Yes, we must
praise Jesus. Now we are in this family,
but
most of us have not known much. Whether we are in the holy priesthood or the holy family,
how?
And you want to get out when you appear, how? want to get out when you've gone to Hashem. For false prophets and false apostles. Pastors without knowledge, neither understanding. They claim to come from our holy family and in the holy priesthood, but they shame it. For what they speak is not fulfilled. Don't know how to prepare food of the home, the food of the word of God. Even the battles of home, they don't know how to fight them. Use our wealth as the tithe and offerings. They are not taught in those issues. Now they have ashamed our holy family. They have ashamed our holy priesthood, which is led by the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Some of our brethren, the angels, moved on not be made happy in this issue. They expected to serve with us. Our qualities of ministration is very low. We don't know how to prepare food, the food of our holy priesthood. You know, examples to be seen upon the earth. Many times, the different clans, the different families, they have specific food they cook, and the preparations are different. I don't know, we are together. But we have the holy priesthood, and it has its food, and the way it's prepared, speak of food of the word of God. Most of us in this clan, we have not learned how this food is cooked, and the way things are prepared, the way we serve it. Praise Jesus. I don't know if we understand. Are we getting it? People just serve like that.
Cook
raw food and they give us, we chew it raw. And it affects us with constipation.
Others
mix and twist it.
Others
subtract the fertilizers in it. And they subtract what would have made the thing sweet and what would have made us grow, and they add in other things which are not right. That word don't subtract,
not
add. It shows you the food has to be perfected well,
and
it's prepared scripture by scripture. You know, when you're serving yourself with food, the way we get the word, it has a problem. But we need to prepare ourselves for standing of serving in the family of God or in the holy priesthood. And our food of the heavenly norms, we speak of the word of God.
It's
prepared in the norms of the heavens, scripture by scripture, command by command, here a little and there a little. Try to serve you the right way. Understand what we're trying to say. Most of us don't know how to cook the food, even the stew upon it. The serving itself. Others they subtract it, twist others, no right. And they ever serve you meat? And the chicken is twisted. Cook this meat is not orderly. It's not a piece. Maybe they chewed it fast. And you don't enjoy it.
And
chicken, it's been all squeezed. It's in pieces.
Why
did they cook this? They squeeze the chicken. Now most have not learned to cook this food. Most ashamed the holy priesthood. Our family has been ashamed in many things. How we can sit and learn them.
To be marking and to be
together. But them and we
unlike.
When we are home, they teach you. They peel
matoke
like this. They touch the knife like this.
Okay.
Every type of food. How you can cut pieces of meat. How you can fry it. How the grains can be prepared. Different cookings, and you learn them. And you release the food.
And it
is real food. Even the aroma from it. And it's amazing. The people no more even want the word.
But
they first cooked it wrongly. Jeremiah 23:20.
Obusungu bwa Mukama tebulidda okutuusa lwalimala okutuukiriza. Okutuusa lwalikomekkereza omutima gwe gye gumaliridde. Mu nnaku ez'oluvannyuma mulikitegeerera ddala. Saatuma bannabbi abo naye bo naye ne badduka nambiro. Saayogera nabo naye ne balagula. Naye singa bayimirira mu kuteesa kwange. Kale bandiwuliza abantu bange ebigambo byange.
Nti singa baali batuddeko waate sisa ebigambo.
They never sat under the counsels of his word.
Bayiga engeri gye babitegekamu.
And they learned how they prepare them.
Emmere y'omwoyo.
The food of the spirit.
Kiki ekitukufu kyandivuddemu kubuulira emmere.
Out of the holy priesthood have come food.
Eyeegombebwa amawanga gonna.
Which is desired by all nations.
Utegedde.
Are you understanding that?
Emmere ntufu mpomu.
Food is sweet.
Extremely.
Every form of medicine it heals.
It empowers
the powers to fight wars.
We
can cook it very well.
If we
prepare to serve in a holy family and the holy
priest,
we would have exceeded so much. Now our family is so ashamed. They who have been cooking and have not been doing it right.
Then
some of them are not children of our clan. But they have rather hidden themselves in it.
There
is piece of them in the book of 1 John. They were our own, but they left us. That it may be known that they are not of our own. We try to speak of the home, our home. For after being home, we reach a time to speak words of the one who sent us from the family we came from. That's why it's written. The one who comes from God speaks the words of God. And he meets the ones of God and they hear God's words. And they say, truly this one is from home.
According
to the food he gives us, the type of cooking. That's the holy priesthood, how the clan cooks. Yes,
that is.
How they cook, but according to how he is cooked, I've gotten to remember. You know, you can travel to America. Or you can go to China. And you find a professional matoke cooker.
And you said this
is of Uganda.
According
to how they have prepared matoke, they have cut these small banana leaves and put them aside. The way they wrapped it well. This must be a child of home. See how they serve it. They put the stew in another banana leaf. And they said, this one is from home. Even if they are Chinese and they do that, you may say they have ever passed home. But we don't know that.
Our
whole family is there and it has a type of food there. Even the cooking, we don't know of it. Even the stew, we don't know what type to cook by the food. Even the dish to be prepared, we don't know it.
For
the way you get the way you prepare the stew to give the people to drink clear waters. We don't understand
everything.
But when we started right first and his church, for that church, it shows the holy priesthood and how its prevalation, how it has to appear. Most people say that the things we studied
perhaps
they have finished if you want to study. You are lying. They have not finished. What is the other ends is different. Some of them is what you are hearing now.
Concern
the preparation in the whole family and our food of that clan. That is the word of God. It's the food of that clan. When you reach, they will claim to be of the Holy Priest. You ask them, what is our food? We drink which water upon the food? The stew? And they don't know that. How will they prepare the word? The food? They don't know command by command. You know the clan they are coming and are talking about, they don't know. We shall learn this. And we shall teach it to all nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I've got to tell you, we want to get boldness. Everyone gets the service, the serving in the Holy Spirit. And everyone may have strength.
We
want to release men and women who are wise from the Holy Spirit. We ourselves try on each one of us. That they may get out when they're not going to shame the clan.
We're
going to shame our holy family. Even the one who leads the Father in heaven. Even our mother, the Lord Jesus.
Even
to shame the uncle of the Holy Spirit.
And you speak
what has not led you into. And you shame all our brethren, the angels. And the saints who have already reached home.
We
came down to be ambassadors of that family. We are still ambassadors still. For the holy family.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now let's pray. We can begin to train ourselves.
In
this moment we start for some time. We
are
still sitting for some time. Though it's not so long. If
you are
in the physical families, when the mother gets a knife, say peel like this, they give you a sample. And they show you how it is done. They show you, they give you to try it. And they give you to do that. Now we are going to be the same place, the holy family. According to Acts 17, from verse 16, people were cookers in the holy priesthood.
And
they were good preparers, who were good at preparing the
word.
Even though some were still young, whatever they learned, they went out to practice about it. And they moved on to preach it out. That what they had learned, and they came on to continue to learn. I want to tell you,
you
want to grow quick in the holy plan of God and in the holy family. What you learn, test it. You may request, I want to minister for 10 minutes. You may bring it as a testimony. I thank the Lord. I learned about the
fourth
heaven. And it has this and that. And you minister them in a testimony. There are many ways of ministering. But because we think
the
gift is one is teaching, evangelist,
Musumba,
the pastor,
they
will give words of wisdom. You think you're going to minister how? Everyone has his own gift.
It's
a big debt in your midst. That if we delay, people may begin to stagnate. For already we are waiting to start the right Christ and his church. That we study all these in full.
But
as if time is ahead, yet we have not tried to search out how we shall do these things. For still we are given a chance to minister and we see we are still weak. For another can say, I can't speak like apostle. And I will not go until I will reach a level of speaking like him. Praise Jesus. But your level of learning and how your gift works. Praise Jesus.
It
has to favor you. That's where your strength is. That's where the grace is. Where you can stand and minister.
Acts 17 verse 16. ngabali indirira omoyo gwe negumuruma bwe yalaba ekibuga nga kijjudde ebifaananyi awo n'awakaniranga mu kuŋŋaaniro n'Abayudaaya n'abaali batya Katonda era ne mu katale buli lunaku n'abo abaamusisinkananga awo abantu abamu abafirisoofa aba epukuliyo n'abasutoyiiko ne bamusisinkana abamu ne bagamba nti ayagala kwogera ki abujja ono abujja abujjana ono abamu ne bagamba nti afaanana nga abuulira balubaale
Maybe there are foreign gods preaching. Most
of
all we used to that. But the words he tells us they are new, we want to learn them. Others spoke what they spoke, they left. Others came to say these are new words, we have to learn them. If it's possible, let us learn them. For within them there is life. For he spoke new words according to how the Spirit revealed
it.
But he had prepared. And he had peeled it very well. You know, even when you go to get food from the ground and you cut it so much from there. They eat as it soil, you wash it, doesn't get clean, they will eat, find soil. So he spoke new words. He tried to cook them very well. And they were heard though they are new, but they are of life.
According
to what we taste, they are sweet. Let's move on.
Bikola abatume 17 olunyiriwa 18
Acts 17 verse 18
abajja kubanga yalinga abuulira Yesu n'okuzuukira ne bamutwala ne bamuleeta ku Aleyopago nga bagamba nti tunayinza okutegeera okuyigiriza kuno okujja kwayogera nga bwe kuli
ekikulu kiri bwezi
the main thing is this
wadde biringa ebipya
all this seem new And they knew as we said today, but can we understand the main thing is understanding. Then let's go with him. Let's go sit and he teaches us. After teaching us, let's go out and speak them and we see. They may work some meaning. As they reach, they were so wise. They spoke, and they said, according to when we reach the world, so wise in a little moment. And we spoke only wisdom. Then enjoy this experience. They learned, they spoke just as they appeared. As they reached, they asked them, where do you learn from? Those words, how are they? And they said, let's go, we get more.
Bikola abatume, esula ya 17, olunyiriri lwa 2.
Acts 17, verses 20.
Kubanga oleeta ebigambo ebijja mu matu gaffe, kyetuvudde twagala okutegeera amakulu g'ebigambo bino. Abaseene bonna, n'abagenyi abaabangayo, tebaakolanga kintu kirala wabula okwogeranga oba okuwuliranga ekigambo ekijja.
Bafu, we have to test what we've learned.
I'll give you 10 minutes to speak of the new words. I see where I've reached with them.
Yesterday we started what?
We started about the men who beat. Test for 10 minutes.
I preach to people around. I'll try to tell them. You know this and this. You may not take it as preaching. You may bring it as a story.
Yes,
praise Jesus. It is like this. If we want to grow at a very high speed, we must learn never to keep silent over these words. Anytime I learned
in
heaven, I came down to her, I spoke them. I realized, yes, it means I can speak them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I went aside, I preached to the goats and the cows. Now I began to tell them to people. Sometimes I brought them as questions.
But
both
found us to find
answers. I said I heard. That thing may be like this. You saw that Arthur would begin to confirm that. And you not brought them as if you showed them they don't understand. You may claim not to understand, but you know. As a question or a story you heard before, you end up confirming them that you
knew
about it. When you brought them in light, they can't go back to darkness. Now when you tell them you understood what you told them, they will remain. For they have already gotten light, they can't go back to darkness.
Acts 17:22. Era n'ensanga ekyoto ekiwandiikiddwako nti kya Katonda atategeerwa. Kale kye musinza nga temukitegeera, nze kye mbabuulira.
N'abagamba bannange.
He told them, friends,
tufunda emutannyo baalubaali.
I've seen that you fear so much those foreign gods.
Naye sijja kugamba nti ne Katonda oli temumusinza.
But I will not say you not worship the other gods.
Olaba amagezi ago.
You see their wisdom?
Baba bagamba mumusinza sitaani
yenna. He told them you worship the devil. They would have resented his
message.
He told them this one. You say is unknown to you. Is what I want to get explained to you. I'm not going to explain the others. But you say you understand them.
But
this you claim is unknown. The things of God are confusing.
I've
brought a head in saying, all are easy to the one with understanding. You see, you can begin from there.
As the
finished light has come,
yes,
praise Jesus. But in all that,
until
we are in the holy priesthood, we are in the holy family. Everyone in this family,
they
must have a responsibility.
They
must have a role to do. They have to
prepare
to see the growing wisdom and understanding. Even first and all, in this holy priesthood, in the holy family,
we
must learn to cook the food of our clan. That is the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Before
we learn all other things, all the rest will pass away.
But
this food will never pass away.
And
say the word of God will never pass away. Now it's what we first learned.
We
say who sat under the counsel of my words, who analyzed at my words. The word is the food of our holy priesthood. That's where there is the stew. That's where
there
is sweet, clear water. The blood of Jesus.
You
put the passion fruit of the blood of Jesus aside, and you put aside water, and it's the same spirit. And
you
keep the passion aside. When another taste of it, they feel life. When you drink, the spirit flows like streams of living waters in your stomach.
You
say even in the word they test him. They test him as you. You say the words that say unto you they are spirit and they are life. Must be getting from the spirit of counsel and the spirit of wisdom you get from there. Give to someone the word is full of stew and you put in the pieces of meat or fish.
Those
pieces are the mysteries which are revealed and they are pieces. You reveal one mystery and another gets a piece of chicken. And he says, this is a new chicken. Tomorrow they will come early there. And
they'll
come to see if they'll get a piece of chicken again.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. But as we wind up this part, the one who has not been here, I don't want to come early. Because you say, now apostle, no more ministers, the first service. The first service not for his.
But
the preparation of the Spirit will be keeping changing. And you will move on to miss many things. You be there in your time. The Spirit has something to prepare for you. 1 Corinthians chapter
9. First Corinthians 9 verse 11. Bwe tulikungula ebyammwe eby'omubiri obanga abalala balina obuyinza obwo ku mmwe tetusinga bo
tubeera n'obuyinza
we have the foreign right
okufuna ku by'omubiri bino
to get of these physical things
naye olw'okuba
but because
twesiŋŋana nga tuli mu kika kyekimu
we find ourselves in the same clan
ate lwaki oyagala onnyikiriza oli
why do you want to press the another
tugezaako gamba bwetu
we try to say this
abasumba bangi
that many pastors
nkugambye tomanyi nakuteekateeka mmere
I don't know even to prepare that food
kati ate akunyigirizaako akujjemu ekintu yagagawale
press you get out of something from you to get rich themselves
naye ekyebuuzibwa yesu wa mukika ekyo
the question are they not of that clan
nawe gwayavuwaza tuli wa mukika ekyo
you two they are making poor are you not of that clan
kakati bw'obeera omwavu mu kika
if you are poor in the clan
oba mu family
or in the family
bagamba batya
what do they say What language do you hear in the world? You know what they say? That one is the one they gathered all their evil spirits working for the others. That's why you see
the
church has that scorn upon it.
And say,
these pastors,
they
suck from these sheep.
As the
wealthy and the people are getting poorer. It's to say we've made a scorn upon this clan. First Corinthians 9 verses 12.
Tulemenga okuleta ekiziyiza enjiri ya Kristo.
Praise Jesus.
Tugezaako okubalansinga mu famire entukuvu ebintu byonna.
Balance all things in the holy family.
Kubanga tetunyigiriza muntu yenna.
We not press any person.
Newankubadde nga tufulumya ekigambo mu mazima nga bwe kirina okubeera.
When we release the word truthful as it has to be.
Kyengeza kulaga gye
kiri. What I try to show is what.
Tubukola at least kyonda bankola.
Try to do what you see me do.
Kubanga manya ekintu kimu.
For I know one thing.
Nga nkyali ku mulamu ebbanga lino.
As I'm still on track all this long.
Era manya ng'omwoyo wakunyweza ebbanga.
Not the Spirit is strengthening me throughout.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I now never bring darkness. And it's threatening never to copy the one leading you. But the problem is this. The one leading fulfills what? How do they fulfill? Why you are failing? For you don't want to copy or to imitate.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Expect to walk in your style. If you've not copied me, let's copy the apostles and the prophets. Me too, I copy what I do. It's hardening you to copy them. Let me copy them for the Spirit told me. You too copy me. Imitate me.
You
will try to be quickened in these situations. When I was taught, I wasn't sat in the prophets and apostles of the world. But I sat with the apostles and prophets who served us.
Their
examples and I follow them. I
see
their commitment.
And
who I commit myself. I
see
the speed apostle Paul, you know what evil things.
Nangeni njiko panangeni ntani kovisulerie bibi onakuspeed
and I cast all evil aside.
Yesu yebaze.
Praise Jesus.
Wabula mangu dali byekifalisaya bisekasasira
bitandewa. He put aside the things of the Pharisees as rubbish.
Mangu nyakuto rugenda
ageze. Immediately headed to the journey of
Christ. Ayise kubatume banne abamusoka.
Bypassed the apostles who were before him.
Ruhaki.
Why?
Ndi kubanga ye bintu biri kasamanya nti kino kibi.
Because when he realized this is wrong.
Byekifalisa byona nateka wali natandiko rugenda.
Aside he began a new journey.
Era buli kyezulanga mundu kino mbutufu.
Everything he discovered himself is not right.
Tutalinda ate kutukayane n'ekyo.
Wait to argue with it.
He
puts it aside.
Mukama ambikulire kipyange ende mu
bazi. Will be the new we move on.
Tuvura bayafuna okubikulirwe nnyo mangu ddala.
God revelations in the shortest time.
Nabagamba ke kigambo ekyo mu ntandikwa.
That word in the beginning.
Yoru kendo lweguru.
Of the journey of heaven.
Bangamba ke kigambo you are quick.
They have told me what you are quick.
Nebabuza kitegeza.
Ask them it means what.
Nebantu aro kunsomesa kubikwatagana ebyo mtume Paul.
Took me to teach me about
apostle Paul. Ngiri kamwe ebintu ebiyitwa ebitali bya butuki. Leka sasi.
Things which were unrighteous he called them rubbish.
Speed mangu nnyo.
At the high speed.
Ekiganyi teka wali
kasasi. Move out, hey.
Naye gori yao katatu.
But you are there.
Urutaro we mwenyini.
You become a problem to yourself.
Ukureka chino, ukureka chino.
If you know where this and that is a problem, they have to force you and speak so much.
Uri moto ke
kalu wa steering. A car with steering is very hard.
Kunyora, mkama mvuga
kuyo. God is driving you inside, you are this side.
Utawarara. You
bring a problem to yourself and to delay along the way.
Verse Corinthians 9 verse
13.
Temumanyi ngabo abaweereza ebitukuvu bala kubyomu yekaru nabo abaweereza kuchoto bagabana nechoto era ne mukama waffe bwatyo yalagira ababuulira enjiri bali isibwenga olwenjiri.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Bali anga kuchi.
They live from the gospel.
Olwenjiri. Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Kati abala bagamba katugenda tusaba abantu.
Other cells go ask from the people.
Ekigambo okulya ku njiri.
The word living by the gospel.
Kyekyamateeka
28. Deuteronomy 28.
Bumala okukwata ekigambo kyaka n'okulira eddoboozi
lye. Both the word of God and hearing his voice.
Utandika okufuna omukisa ku buli kintu
ky'okwatako. You begin to get a blessing upon each and every thing.
Omukisa gwe ne guba nga teguva mu kuroga.
And your blessings come from bewitching.
Teguva mu kukola nnyo.
Doesn't come from working so much.
Wabula kubanga oba olira enjiri.
But because you preach the gospel.
Ebintu byo byanguwamu.
Your things get quickened.
They're not
told them to go beg for the gospel.
No. Find someone blessing you
because of preaching and you've not begged for it. Living by the gospel. It means the Deuteronomy
28.
You obey the voice of the Lord your God. You preach just as he wants. You obey his laws, commands and judgments.
Everything
you touch will be blessed. And you will be the head and not the tail. Living by the gospel doesn't mean to beg from people. And even to tell them to sow within you. It doesn't mean that. All we
have gifts
to minister within them. But our blessing and the grace is upon that gift. According to Ephesians
4.
The measure of the gift given. If you stand in it, your blessing is upon that. You begin to eat by the gospel and live by it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Not
to say you're begging. So on table mobile money. No.
Never
if though you don't speak, God passes speaks to people.
You
much money.
This
portion give to my servant. That's why you see. Acts shows us.
Peter
didn't tell people to sell their lands.
No.
The Spirit told them.
Take
and others progress. But by twisting scriptures, people began to get and see how they eat for the
Lord.
Who has had that word? Pastor wants to eat pork.
He's
wasted a lot of calories preaching. God knows I want to eat pork.
He looks at the
other brethren, has
100,000.
And he gave him 20. And
I've
not spoke and asked for it. I eat and live by the
gospel.
For it blesses me.
I've heard the voice
of the Lord my God.
But
you know our blessings have gotten lost.
So
you ask they get lost.
You
are confusing upon your gift and your ministry. And your blessings are within it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's your protection upon your gift is. Though God has been watching you still in the season of your ignorance, we are in the seasons of knowledge, you may lose your protection.
According to the Chisoka, Esule Yomwenda, or needed a Kuminatan.
First Corinthians 9, verse 15.
Nayenze, Sibikozesa, Nayenze, Sibikozanga, Ebio, Nechimu.
He did grab.
Wanga mbaga mafukuliba budi ziba
mbo. For others say we are your precious.
Ni watu ula wadi ni watu andikuwa sabidi
zese. And they sat down and began to be big money from you.
Na ya watuma abatufu.
By the right apostles.
Abari wa mali didenga waka mbatuliba mchika chitukufu.
They've got damage that they are of
family
the holy clan.
Tujikole
our holy family work for it.
Bata andikangu kubida unga tebasabia
tebako jiji. They began to live without begging people.
Na ya paulo mtume paulo moya muandi sanga
agama. Apostle Paul the spirit writes.
Ndi yari ngawe vimuhura kaporu kanda bafe jindi nebabireta.
And as he was lacking brethren from another location brought for him what he needed.
Tava kubide kasi mutana deo na mobile money.
Call them there to put the mobile money line for them.
Bakolisa chisoke sura ya mwenda. Orunyelilwa kuminatano.
First Corinthians 9 verse 15.
So si wandise nebio. Chilioke chinkole ruwe nganze. Bwe chitio. Kubanga wachiri nzo okufa. Okusingo omuntu yenna okufuula. Okufuula okwenyumiriza. Okwenyumiriza kwange. Okwobwerere. Kubanga bwe mbuulira enjiri siba na kyakwenyumiriza. Kubanga nina okuwalirizibwa. Kubanga zinsanze bwe siibuulira enjiri.
Nagamba kati muze mu kika kine tukuvu.
This holy clan.
Kati bwe mba sijjudde
mmere. I've not served food.
Omanyi agenda nagamba Matayo.
You know he says in Matthew.
Wa makisa oyo.
Blessed is he.
Omuweereza.
The maid servant.
Kama gwali singa nanga asavinga banne mmere gwalidde.
Find serving worthy food to his self. These people. Constant to serve in this ministry. Blessed is he, God.
Who
find that servant.
And
gives food to people in their right season.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Serving
is very important.
He says,
walk on to me if I don't preach the gospel. Now, what meaning and what importance do I have in the family?
Of
the holy family and the holy priesthood.
Said,
if I don't do that, it's destruction happening on me.
How?
I fail to show people the kind of food we eat and we get life.
Verse Corinthians 9, verse
17.
Kuba obanga ankola bwentyo n'okwagala. Bera n'empeera.
If he does it with love and
they
have not forced him, let me tell you, all you're going to the street to preach when they have commanded you to do that. What you do, nothing you're doing and preaching on your own business.
The preaching
of the gospel, you do it with love, without command.
Even
though they don't pay you,
if they pay
you, it's upon the Lord commanding that.
But
in love, when you sat where the cast of God's words are,
yes,
praise Jesus.
Don't
want you to force you to serve most. But the problem,
we fear
to leave the family when it stagnates.
And
we release people who are going to shame the holy family. But I request each one of you, let them get love. This food of the Holy Priest, the food of the Word of God. Get that love. Get a preparation in you that I can serve in the thing.
We
learned it yesterday, and you know,
it,
and they call you, repeat what we learned yesterday. For repeating it is not a shameful. He speaks and he says,
need
to repeat writing the same thing. It's not a shame. It gives me joy to write it repetitive.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Even if you
finish
the topic yesterday, if you repeat it well and don't twist it,
yes,
praise Jesus.
When you
twist it to be
cast towards you,
you get on the foot of the Holy Priest
and
you cook while twisting it. Praise Jesus, brethren. Apostle, I'm having a question I want to ask. For some time back, as we are being taught, there is a fear we've been having. Of moving out, and we don't just speak these words to other brethren. And we are showing that as if it was still for us in-house. Now my question is, that as I've seen the Spirit teaching us, and it shows we have to move on, preach out to others, and to encourage our other colleagues. My question is it right now for me to move out with this book, and I move around preaching? I may not have preached and spoken with these ones, but I have boldness, move out, find people and preach to them on what we've been taught.
Yes, you will see.
Praise Jesus.
Acts
taught us the answer.
They
told us whatever they learned, they moved out to speak it.
But
you don't move to, you don't need to move with the book.
I want you to
test, did the Spirit write in me? And can he remind them to me in that moment? The apostles of the Lord Jesus
didn't
even get a chance to write down the things he spoke.
But
because they were within them, the Spirit wrote in them.
He
reached a time he told them, you have no more space.
And
the Spirit will come and remind you of this and reveal you others.
He
told them, you will get from those.
Do
not worry what you're going to be speaking. You reach there, he will give you what to speak.
You
write the book to remind yourself. When you reach out, begin with where you got and captured. You will speak words, you will be surprised, and they are right. You have a strong heart. Be courageous. Be strong and courageous. For God is together with you. If you don't get strong and courageous, God too never works with
you.
Works with people who have gotten strengthened and they have gotten courageous and they have gotten courageous and strengthened. Like he told Joshua in Joshua
1
from verse 7 unto 10.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You
shouldn't worry within your heart. The problem is one. If you are not led by the Spirit, we do two things. If you are moving,
visit
the Holy Spirit in His fullness.
Hear
the wisdom.
Hear
understanding.
Hear
His counsel.
Hear
the power of Him. Hear the knowledge.
Hear the fear of
God. All things you do them in that umbrella,
you will
be able to stand with the Holy Spirit. If
your
reason is telling you now, leave those people.
Preach to the others.
For your reason with you.
And they
told me preach.
Whatever
they learned,
what they
preached for knowledge, led them. And the Spirit passed through the Spirit of knowledge.
It's
what you have to be listening to.
The spirit
of knowledge can lead you that you understand this proper, preach that.
For
some of us,
we
begin to go into topics we've not captured well. That is the one I want to let me handle this. You will begin to struggle with it, and you mess up the entire of it.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
No,
and the Spirit will abandon you. And
go around
that it's you who attacked yourself. No, let us
see.
Go ahead to lead yourself. Let me reduce those questions because of time.
I
say we bring this
head. Study.
Well, we have to study when we study the right Christ and His church.
Bakolinsa ekisooka esuula ey'omwenda olunyiriri lwa 17.
First Corinthians 9 verse 17.
Kuba obanga nkola bwentyo n'okwagala mbeera n'empeera naye obanga sikola na kwagala nateresebwa obuwanika kale empeera kije nnina.
If you
have not done it in love,
okusomesa enjiri,
teaching the gospel,
okusumba,
pastoring, Doing the apostolic work. Of giving the word of wisdom and understanding. As all spiritual gifts appear. If you don't do it with love.
He asks
what reward will be getting.
I
say if I do it with love.
Anytime
you stand to speak the word of God. Which you've understood. God will never put a case upon you of speaking what you never understood well. That he tells is not a case. Just speak what you understand. And you speak it in love. And whatever you preach to, the reward straight is on.
Let me tell you,
though I stand many times, I'm on rewards. Even though I don't get it
now,
I know it has been entered.
You
know
what,
when you know they are printing your account, you stand, preach the word in its fruitfulness.
On
your account in heaven is greater than even the one of earth. You understand that?
You
can't speak the word in truth. Even though you don't look for benefits in
people.
I prove or your reward has been credited. 100, even on a half.
100.
And they say he spoke. He spoke this and this. You give him this. One day you will get them. They credit on the account and it increases in. One day they give you. And you wonder, 3 billions, when did I
invest
them? You
know, they can
bring one day a lot of money and you wonder where you got it from. Yet you ministers at the credited your account.
Yes,
if you minister with love, there is a reward given you. Even though you may not see it right now,
physically,
but they may come in 1 year, in 1 day.
In 1 year.
When did I work for all this?
I
mean, I tried to minister. May I know it?
Every
ministration I'm credited.
You
say, Apostle,
you
feel pain in the rake. Why don't you sit? Leave me alone. I have gone that I get credited. As I reach here, even though I don't ask, I begin to speak.
What,
I have to speak the word as I get out, and they give me my salary.
credit,
as long as you stand for, they know what you're going to speak. Now look how you've missed my friend. If you do it and they have not forced you,
they
forced you in it. Nothing like a payment. They forced you in it. Nothing like a payment.
They
don't credit your account.
You
have to do it in love, like a person of the household, like a person who wants to embrace the holy clan and the holy family, and one wants to convert men to enter it. You understand this like this. You know, the world has brought things. If you enter forever living,
anytime
you enroll people, they give you rewards. You think in the kingdom of God, how does it appear? You don't just confuse someone.
You
prove they confess salvation, they understand.
Another
say, you just make people
confess.
To enroll them, you just enroll them. Not my friend. Even baptism, we never baptize every person. But the one who has become a disciple. Every ministration in truth, it has a reward. Even though you
minister
to one person in truth, this is not upon crowds.
It's
upon three people gathering for his sake. He's there to listen to what you speak and to give you a reward. If you do it in love, you shouldn't go to the streets and you begin to force life and you preach and you look funny.
Bakolinsa ekisooke sura ey'omwenda olunyiriri lwa 18.
First Corinthians 9 verse 18.
Kale empeera ki gye nnina? Mbuulira enjiri okugifuula ey'obwereere neme okukoleza ddala obuyinza bwange mu njiri. Kuba newankubadde nga ndi waddembe eri bonna, neefuula muddu eri bonna, ndyoke nfunenga abangi.
Nuwulire kye yakola. Bwe tufuuka abatume, basumba,
anabbi,
tufuna obuyinza.
We get authority.
Naye ate tetulina kukozesa buyinza.
But we don't use authority.
Okubuteeka mu njiri.
To put it within the gospel.
Kubanga efuna obuzibu.
For it gets a problem.
Olw'obuyinza bwo.
Because of your authority.
Olwaliro nina obuyinza.
Do I have authority?
Ku kifo kino n'ebikirimu byonna.
In this place or whatever is in here.
Naye sikoze ate buyinza.
But I don't use authority here.
Sobola okusalawo kyonna.
I can decide all.
Naye sisalawo byonna.
But I don't decide all.
Sibwe guli.
Is it not that?
Lwaki?
Why?
Saagala njiri enyigirizibwe olw'obuyinza
bwo. I don't want to press the gospel by my authority.
Naye bw'obuyinza mbambo lina.
But I have it.
Sobola okusalawo ekisalibwawo.
Decide what is decided.
Osobola okugaba kukwaya katuti nga
you can chase the choir from the pulpit doing what is not right.
Olw'obuyinza
by that authority.
Naye tebukozesebwa.
But it's not used.
Ali ku nnanga osobola omugoba.
They want on the keyboard, you can chase them.
Bye man.
Get away from there.
Zinga kuba ebitasaana.
If they blow
olina obuyinza omugoba.
You have the right to chase them.
Naye tugumiikiriza.
But we bear them.
Tugezeeko okukuza buli omu atuuke mu kigero.
Tubeera
n'obuyinza okuyimiriza kyonna ekitasaana naye tukyegendereza era tutunula n'amaaso ameegendereza mpozi tugezaako okuwuliriza n'amatu
amakakkamu
nga tetupapa olw'obuyinza bwaffe. Embeera n'obuyinza nembukozesa mu njiri, enjiri efuna obuzibu, naye nzikakkanya obuyinza
bwaobuyinza
bwa Kristo bulabi
the authority of Christ to manifest and it passes through his words.
Bakolinsa ekisoka esula ya 9 olunyirirwa 10 olunyirirwa 2
Colossians 9 verse 20
neri abayudaya nafukanga mu yudaya
waliwo woyinzo fuka katara.
There are times you have to become like someone who is lowly. If you found a Jew, you have to become a Jew. Become a Jew, but you know you're not them. I try to tell you what. I may become a Muslim. And I find Muslims, I make assalamu alaikum, and I speak wrong and they correct me. Me too, I begin to correct them in concerning Jesus.
Mumpabudde kirungi nno
ebigambo nze mbyogera bulalanaye
waliwo kye nnawulira ewamwe temukakasa oba Yesu mwana
wakatonda
kigabane kutukakase mu
byawandiikibwa
kino kiba tekikwonoonyere batufuusa
zenno
nsiŋŋaana abantu bangi
oyinza
osiŋŋaana abanyumya ku
bakazinaye
okutambula mu bakazi bano
and moving in this way
obazuulamu ekyama
you discover secret in all of them.
Naye kyama ki?
What secret is that?
Ne bamugora ba
and they begin to speak words.
Ne mubuuza naye
I ask them
wali okukose?
Have you ever gotten satisfied?
Ne ntandika ebyawandiikibwa.
I begin scripture.
Waliyo ebintu bibiri ebitakuta.
There are two things we cannot get satisfied of.
Kuliko amaaso.
There are two parts we never get satisfied.
Kuliko olubuto.
There is the stomach.
N'amatu.
And the ears.
Naye kuliko ne geyena ate nayo tekuta.
Even hell
it never gets satisfied. Ate abakulu bangi.
And they would do unrighteous so many.
Oyingira mu bintu kigamba nti obifuuse.
Not that you become it.
Bwabula kubanga oyagala kunonooli.
Because you want to get them out.
Waliwo agamba.
He's the one who says.
Abagenda okwenda nange ngende.
You go to adult where I go to with them.
Mbeko gwe nyingira na Yesu bulofuna
abangi. I enter with someone with them and I get strength to speak with them.
Okufuka kino ne tulina kola butali butuki.
Becoming this we don't do unrighteousness.
Yesu yebuzi.
Praise Jesus.
Katugere mu maso.
Bakulinsa ekisooka essula ya 9 olunyiriri lwabiri.
First Corinthians 9 verses 20.
Neri abayudaaya nafuukanga mu yudaaya nfunenga abayudaaya. Eri abo
kankubulire bw'otuuka mawanga ag'enjawulo.
When you read different nations.
Oba basoga.
Whether basoga.
Nze na ndi musoga bana.
Me mitwa mwe musoga.
If
you don't know, speak two words of Lusoga with them.
When they
ask you to know
where, and
you told them, I grew in Buganda.
But I'm going to
speak a word, but I'm going
to speak in Buganda.
You two will teach me Lusoga.
Teach me
some Lusoga friends. Okay, Lunyankole.
You may
ask them what you don't understand.
You go in Uganda and you begin to say,
you begin to speak such words. What are you speaking?
Yeah, I don't know much.
You know, I'm a
Munyankole,
but I grew in Buganda. Yet you're looking for a way.
Because what is
better is, let me tell you, brethren, when you find a local speaking, you have to see whether they have some English. You don't come in English. You speak what is not understandable. You find speaking that you imitate and you copy what they have spoken. If you heard them speaking, you don't start with English. You tell them,
my uncle
was coming from this place. I try to learn the language, I failed. Now you get to English, you've heard that
enough.
You can capture all people. But you need to become like them. If you've not entered into sinning.
First Corinthians 9 verse
20.
Mfunenga abayudaya. Eri abo abafugibwa amateeka nafuuka nga afugibwa amateeka.
They don't eat pork.
Ogena magundi abasiramu
nga. You got the Muslims and they said really.
Agatafula. Yeah. Embizi okamba buli.
Okusira
kundi ya eri
buli kintu tuna. It's everything.
Tufuna yonzi buzi.
It is not an easy animal. Even the duck does the same thing. What is the difference between them? Even though you don't eat it,
what enters
someone just gets out of them.
You need
to bring different
animals.
But when they're all right, you claim to be initially like them. I don't understand the thing. When
the
adipisans say the Sabbath, God blessed it. And it's a scripture that blessed it.
That
is where he spoke.
But
give us another day. I wonder when that day. Do you know of that day? Begin from there.
Don't
come to them. You
stand
there and you begin to argue with them. You're going to fail.
Come,
tell them God bless the Sabbath. If you go to the Catholic, you say, peace be with you, Mary. You are blessed. But, my brethren, this Mother Mary, she's mother. She's a mother. But was she, did he tell us to pray through her? They tell us to pray through her.
What
Jesus, you have light about that word. Don't just attack them. The gospel is peaceful. They sent us to preach peaceful.
It be
like a battling, but you can make it peaceful. And you
come
through wanting to become like them. Yet not become totally. Hail Mary. After
being
that you ask, what does that mean?
What is his
battery? Where does he live? People shouldn't break you. Even you can reach side, don't prove God is there. After you change,
would
then create it all we see? They begin maybe and they answer you that. Who is Tonda? You know where he lives. But I heard them say, God who made the whole is in the third heaven. Is that third heaven? Yes, it's in the scriptures. And you begin. But this you want to prove, look at this pagan, they don't know God. You know you're failed.
First Corinthians 9 verse 20. nga sifugibwa mateeka.
Obera tofugibwa.
You're not under the law. But you can become.
Zino when kawali abantu abatalina kibamanyi nange nsu.
I reach when I reach people who don't know anything, I act as if I don't know anything.
Nso kuberawo nga nebye kanisa ninga atabimanyi
nako. I can be there as if I know nothing about church.
Yaga naye kanisa no bagizimba
bulungi. This church was built very well.
Ani yakikulira mu plan?
Who planned?
Ah, musomba yatuwa plan
eki. He gave us the plan of the building.
Yes, we are going to come.
Is Jesus going to come back for this building? And have begun.
According
to the building, it's nice. But according to Matthew 24,
the apostles
showed the style of building of the temple. And they told them no stone is going to remain another. Yeah, how is it?
You ask like
someone who doesn't know, but you know. We must learn this situation. Brethren, preaching is very easy. Even where there are battles, you can stop them. Now this time, we can go out claiming who perverted. And you told them you all perverted. Even the born again, you're sure? Give me, I show you. You mess them up, tell them you're all perverted. Have no side to get support of others. But you end up with born again.
The
gospel is easy, brethren. If we accept to be taught by God, if we commit all ourselves,
that
we can learn and understand and know. The one who got this message
saying another, all
people who desire to know God and how they can spread the gospel of the kingdom. First Corinthians 9 verse 20.
Nze kenyini nga sifugibwa mateeka, nfune nga abafugibwa mateeka. Eri abatalina mateeka, nafuka nga atalina mateeka.
Uyatuka nga abatalina mateeka
nga. Yeah, you reach people without laws.
Musimani to yenda.
I hear, don't commit adultery.
Atikatonda abakazi yatonda
abakazi. Now God created women for what the plaint of them. Maybe he gave us a test.
Niyuba mateeka tugalina.
Maybe we have the laws.
Gari ameka.
There are how many? 10. How many fingers we have? I claim not knowing them in the Bible. There are 10. And the fingers are 10. 1, 5, 10.
Hey,
how many the
talks?
They two are 10. The hands do
what?
They
walk.
We did it in the laws of God. You see how you refuse to walk in the
law.
In the Bible there are 10. In Exodus.
They
don't commit adultery.
But
you see you have them. God, you spoke of it.
And
as I came, I said, God,
to
give us
the adultery
and grace many women then.
Okay, so
perhaps he did it to test us.
I
had the laws at
hand.
But I
was
I looked the figures at 10.
Ate naulira.
Aha.
Ba mateka makuru gali abiri.
The major laws are 2.
Ate ngindura bibidala ebisajja
tuna bibi. The male fingers are 2.
Si juna inzo kuba mbutufu ya tona na mateka.
They have with us with laws.
Kumbo mwalina kati ya
ogenzi. You have them. Take them. Umano mga
wana hibu enkubba.
Okay, say, if I steal from you.
Onyumirwa.
Do you enjoy the experience?
As
you steal and I don't get angry. God is right never to steal.
I
have the one of the laws, he says they are not there.
He says they
are not there and they are not necessary, and God presses our lives. If you find a man raping your wife, how do you feel? Oh no. That's why he said, don't commit adultery. Don't love another wife. He knew it will hunger another.
The one of the laws,
I have him. And he acted like them. And I knew all the meaning. The one who says they don't have laws, they're going to end up believing. And I end up telling them, if they take laws from this world, you think how long does it
take?
You're free to enter another shop to steal.
Instead,
the world cannot live 2 minutes. For when don't kill is not working. The one who hungered you, cut off their neck. Now the family you've killed, they too, they begin to look for you. Even the others, they each look for another. What happens here? Even the world cannot live long without
force.
Now preaching the gospel, I know we shall learn it most when we see the right Christ and his church. We try to show our holy priesthood. Let's finish here. 1 Corinthians 9:21.
Sibutaba na mateka eri Katonda. Nenga mpulira amateeka eri Kristo. Nfunenga abatalina mateeka.
Abatalina mateeka nabo osobola bafu.
Ogenda ne wefula nawe atagali. You go act as if you don't have them yourself.
Nenga sigama nti ogavuddemu.
Not to say I've gotten out of it.
Era tolina gavamu wadde second singatenda
kwona. You shouldn't get out even a second.
Naye osobola okwefula atali wa mateeka.
You can act not being of laws.
Osobola ofuna aba abatali ba mateeka.
That you get the ones without the laws.
First Corinthians 9:22.
Let me tell you. You find weak people. They sit, they don't want to work. You too claim I'm not going to work. And you feel hungry and you say, the one who never works will never eat. You begin from there.
And
say whatever God
says,
whatever we touch to be blessed, we have touched nothing, don't you see? To the weak, you can become weak. The one who is walking, you too, you can walk when you have even money to get them at least. You go on walking with them. Money is lost these days. Yet you even have transport money. You can become weak. You can go dig for people.
Claim
digging, yet you're looking for the gospel. You begin on the digging itself. I heard God say we are his field. Everywhere you can begin. Even to the weak.
Say,
carry.
You carry.
God did well create us when you're
made.
You begin God.
And
you make yourself weak. Even what you can carry around, you call another to help you. You can pass all situations to preach.
And
he wrote and he said, let's be ready to pass the word in season and out of season.
First Corinthians 9:22.
Eri abanafu nafuka munafu. Bw'olaba tebategeera nnyo ku magezi agawaggulu. You too speak of the lower wisdom.
And he said,
but the Holy Spirit maybe comes through the hen and in the dove.
You
say he appeared in the lampstand. When they explained, they said the seven spirits of the Lord.
You can
come weak in understanding what you know you're not weak. I hear that in third heaven, but what is that? You make yourself weak.
You
say, me too, I don't understand the things. I hear third heaven, but it's a good thing. It's good not to first speak. Let's first inquire.
Guruza katonda hii atonda amaguru genkana
kigali ameka. How many heavens?
Muina ku Bible
yao. You have the Bible there?
Bali wana iba wajirina.
Any member with the Bible?
Tusomee mu rubirebe.
Let's read in Genesis.
Wotukira kweli jomanyi.
You reach the one you know.
Ugenda tusomee kumba kolicho.
Let's first go to Colossians.
Obibuja abuja mno ufura atamanya na rubiri rutu.
As if you don't know how to open. Read Genesis 2. It was in 2 Corinthians. I had speak of it there. But you know where it is. As if you don't understand well.
You act
weak, yet you understand. You are not weak in that word.
Bakolise ekisoke sura eyo mudalo nyola
2:22
mfunenga abanafu eribonna mfuse byonna
eribonna fuba fuka byonna
to all he became all
nayinga abafuna abazeri Yesu
get them to the Lord Jesus
ubula bagamanti yali abulira enjiringa ata converting abantu
bani preached and converted many people
nzina abafu mfuko omwavu
me to the poor he become poor
bogena mucharonga.
If you go in the village and sleep on the floor, you sleep with them on the floor. Don't take your pride there. You can become that. If there is no sinning, you can become all. Even the Lord humbled to become like
human being,
though he was God. And thus, he was born in the manger.
We show
he can become all if it's not seen.
Eri abanafu, nafuka anga munafu, mfunenga abanafu. Eri bonna mfuse byonna, mu byonna byonna, ndiokendo kolenga abamu.
Not that when you become they all get saved. Of God, they will get out.
Era nkola byonna olw'enjiri ndyokenzisenga kimu mwoyo ndyokenzisenga kimu muyo. Temumanyinga abadduka mukuwakana baddukanira ddala bonna naye aweebwako empeera omu.
Bonna badduka.
All people run.
Naive na tu inakuduka kusinga kusobola kuwebwa empeera.
Must run.
Okusinga kwaffe.
Our winning.
Uli mukuyisa mu kigambo kya Katonda nnyo.
Is in fronting the word of God more.
Okusinga buli omu kigera kye kirabo kya
Mungu. Each the measure of gift given them.
Si kunsinga nze obanze okusinga.
To be better than me or be me better than you.
Wabula ffe tusinga sitani.
But we are better than the devil.
Yet we know Musinga.
We have to be better than him.
Ngabwa converting abantu.
Like he converts people.
Nafitwa gara kumusinga oba yingiza
mu mukoko. We want to convert more to the Lord.
So kufeteria gara kusinga munne.
Upon among us no one has to be better than the
other. Gara kubanga tusinga sita.
We want to be better than the devil.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Kufete tulwana gara kusinga
among we are fighting to be better than each other.
Na yet tulwana nyo kusinga sita.
But we fight so much to be better than the devil.
Bakolisa ekisoke sura eyo mwenda olunyirirwa 2:3
Corinthians 9:23
era nkola byonna olw'enjiri ndyokenzisenga kimu muyo. Temumanyinga abadduka mukuwakana baddukanira ddala bonna naye aweebwako empeera omu muddukenga bwe mutyo mulyoke muweebwe. Era buli muntu awakana yeegendereza mu byonna.
Tulina okwegenza kuba tulina gwe tuwakana
naye. You have to be careful for we are contending with another.
Kale bo bakola bwe batyo balyoke baweebwa engule eryonooneka naye ffe etayonooneka. Nze kyenva nziruka bwe nti singa atamanyi mwana nze kyenva nziruka bwe nti singa atamanyi nwana bwe nti singa akuba ebbanga.
There you are up to something. Every time, everything you do, you calculate redeeming many. Not as you profiting alone.
Or
getting a crown which is going to finish.
First Corinthians
9:27.
Naye nebonereza omubiri gwange. Era ngufuga. Mpozi nga maze okubuulira abalala. Nzenzeka. Nemo kubeera atasiimibwa.
Tuli twerwanako.
We are fighting on our own.
Buli lwoba olira enjiri.
Anytime you preach the gospel.
Buli lweteeka mu service yonna ey'okuweereza
Katonda. Anytime you put yourself in any service of serving God.
Werwanako okulaba nga ggwe ate ekigambo kye wayogedde tekikkoze
mu. Fight so much that the word you spoke has worked a work in you.
Nekimaliriza nga kikoze mu balala.
And avoid it not working in you to work in others.
Nga kikoze mu balala nga ate ggwe tekikkoze
mu. And it's worked in others but it's not worked in you.
Olina okukifaanana.
You have to appear like it.
Olina okufaanana bw'oyogera full knowledge beere.
You have to speak full knowledge and you are just that.
Buli ky'okola kiteekemu okumanya
okudde. Everything you do put in full knowledge.
Kyantisa okukyogera eri abantu bakifunamu
ggwe nga tofunamu. It's ready to get it from people and benefit from it. You never benefited from it.
Weetaaga okubona okwebonereza weebonereza.
Where you need to put yourself down, put yourself down.
Ebiseera ebisinga bw'oyogera ku kisa.
Many times when you speak of grace.
Kikuviirako okwebonereza ofunira abalala ekisa.
Causes you to experience pain that you get grace for others. Maybe you need that 20,000. Because many times you speak grace, you may give it to another in need. And there you experience that pain that you fulfill what you spoke. But I know God is with you to reward you for that. God bless you. Thank you for coming.